Hello once again, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Podcast, where, as you can see over here on the side, we are going to be talking about the new movie, Now You See Me, Now You Don't. Now, you may be wondering, wait, she doesn't do Sunday shows. Well, I don't typically do Sunday shows. I didn't get to show up yesterday. For a lot of people that don't realize, I do deal with a lot of chronic health conditions. I'm dealing with a lot of physical issues, a lot of invisible illnesses. I've got fibromyalgia and a lot of things, rheumatoid arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, a lot of things that affect the joints. I also have a lot of chronic gut conditions, and then I'm also dealing with cancer. So, kind of a plethora of everything. And yesterday, I was just a little bit too sick to try to come on here. And people think, okay, this how hard is this? You're sitting in front of a microphone, you're telling your story, you're talking about movies. I am either the largest introverted extrovert or the largest extroverted introvert possible. I know that not anywhere near it, but it's like internally, because I sit here every day as I'm getting ready to record this, and I'm like, I go to hit that button that says start recording, and it's like my nerves go. And I have that moment of freak out just for a brief second. And you'd think it would get easier. You'd think that would get easier every time I push that button. And in a way it does. And in a way it is even scarier the more times that I do it. And I know that does not make a whole lot of sense, but that's how it is. I wanted to come over here. And of course, like I said, since I missed yesterday's show, this one is coming up on Sunday. That will be my exception for my Sunday shows, is if I occasionally miss one and it's something I really want to get up. Now, you may be wondering where the first, Now You See Me movie is, and then Now You See Me 2. I will have those up on Monday and Wednesday for you. So if you are curious about that one and this one, of course, obviously, I hope that this will help out a little bit. Now, if you have been following stuff online about this movie, if you're a big fan of the Now You See Me series, this one has taken a little bit of a hit, but I don't want that to discourage you from coming back Monday and Tuesday for the shows, because there's definitely some things from those movies that I want to touch on in each of these movies for different reasons. Now, as you can see, like over here is the poster. I want to go ahead and share the podcast image with you on that as well. So let's take the poster image away, and we're going to bring the podcast image up. So there we go. As you can kind of see on there, as you see, I didn't make a whole lot of changes, just kind of some minor stuff that's associated with that, but nothing over the top. And I hope that you can kind of see what I was doing with that. And I want to share the trailer with you here. So let's go ahead, and I'll stop the trailer intermittently like I usually do as well, but let's go ahead and jump on over to that.
In the world of magic, everything that disappears reappears. Woo! It is very good to be back.
Come up, you're gonna be our helper.
Okay, disappear in three,
do my adjustments before
two,
I...
one. Jay, kinda Daniel get to Atlas that. In
my
the house,
apologies.
Who wants to see a magic trick?
I'm gonna go ahead and pause this for a moment here, guys, sorry. I've got to make some adjustments here so you can actually see what's on the screen. I usually try to make sure I get all of this started here before I get going, so I know I'm going to take some heat for that. So this one's really oversized, and I do apologize. This is embarrassing. All I can do is laugh. That's about all I can do. Got to shrink that down a little bit further, and then I will restart this because I know that's distracting. Yeah, I know, bad. There we go. Let's bring up that. Let's center that about right there. I guess I'm going to go ahead and back that up and get restarted here.
In the world of magic, everything that disappears reappears. Woo! It is very good to be back.
Come up. You're going to be our helper.
Okay. Disappear in three, two, one. Jay Daniel Atlas in the house. Who wants to see a magic trick?
I think we would have made the horsemen proud. My Atlas was spot on.
Really? I'll be the judge of that. According to that card, for some reason, I need you.
Why not the other horsemen?
The other horsemen are dead.
Oh my god, what?
No, they're like dead to me. Things got too real for them, they gave up. Stop interrupting. I'm talking about a trick that is bigger and better than anything you have ever seen. But now we're...
Now, as you can kind of see from some little tidbits of the trailer, and since I got that debacle fixed there, you'll probably notice that there's a few new faces here along with the horsemen, and maybe not all of the horsemen. But you're probably thinking, wait, in the trailers it showed all of them. And the story will reveal itself as it kind of gets told, and we'll get into a little bit more of that as well.
Never. What's the trick? The Heart Diamond. It's the most valuable jewel in history.
But what makes this diamond so special?
Because a magical tarot card told us.
For decades, the Vanderburgs have been selling diamonds to warlords, arms dealers, traffickers to help launder their money.
If you want to stop the devil, don't cut off her hands. You lift her wallet.
Open sesame.
Still safe with me.
Relax. Diamonds are forever.
Stop him!
Jack, what are you doing here?
Saving your ass.
Henley Reed?
Fanboy later.
Hi, guys.
I don't know you.
Let's go!
As you can see, we are starting to see a lot more of the familiar faces as the story goes on. As this one definitely has its appeal.
My horsemen. We were brought together for a reason.
Gummies kicked in.
Bring down two generations of criminals with a single sleight of hand.
Eight magicians against a worldwide criminal network. I like our chances.
Want to see a magic trick? Thaddeus!
You enjoying the show?
Shall we get on with it?
Hey guys, dead end.
Open sesame.
Way to represent, Merritt.
Worth a try, was it? Never know.
I think you do know.
Now you see me, now you don't. That is literally the title of this movie. And that is pretty much the whole premise of it. If you could take the Now You See Me series, mix in a little bit of Scooby-Doo, a little bit of M.C. Escher, a lot of Escape Room, and just like the whole, those weird places where you go, where you got like seven different parts of the room, people look different, taller. There's a lot of just illusions. And this one, I don't know if you're here on our YouTube channel, you can kind of see on the podcast image and on the poster image as well that it says unlock the illusion. And that really is the theme of this. Now you see that they're talking about the Heart Diamond. Now we all know about the Hope Diamond, but in this, the Heart Diamond is the name of the game. It's about a heist to get the diamond and returning it to where it belongs and making everything right. But mixed in with that, they had to go this whole thing of make love, not CO2, and save the planet and green this and green that. And they actually make a Greenpeace joke, which honestly is kind of funny because the founder of Greenpeace actually kind of flipped his whole view on everything, if you're at all familiar with that. And he is now pretty much like anti-climate change in the whole bit. So even the founder of Greenpeace kind of went the other direction. So this one does take things a bit far in the whole idea of adding in a lot of woke elements. We do see a lot of familiar faces. As you see, Thaddeus is back. We see all of the original horsemen. We have three new magicians who their role in this is a little different than you might expect. And there's a twist towards the end, which, you know me, no spoilers. I'm not going to ruin it for you. But that twist just kind of throws it for a bit of a loop. Now, you notice I haven't said if it's guilty or innocent yet. This one, I'm going to stick with an innocent rating on these. There's a little bit of language in this one, but there's nothing like over the top that would be bad for a younger kid to watch. Unless you don't want your child learning anything about magic or anything like that, then you may want to avoid this. I mean, obviously it's not actual magic. It's illusions. It's sleight of hand. It's everything like that. And the whole premise that the harder you look, the less you see, that really is the case here as well, even with the obvious things. As you can see, the room they are in and they're in the poster is upside down as the chandelier is on the floor instead of on the ceiling. That whole scene will make sense as you're watching the movie. That's the part that kind of feels very Scooby-Doo-ish. and the Hall of Mirrors, and there's so much happening, and there's so the way that the story just is kind of going around and around in a circle. It does make sense as it gets to the end, and how it all fits together comes literally together. But I think they were trying to go too many directions with this. And so score-wise, I'm only coming in at a 5.5 on Now You See Me, Now You Don't. There's been a lot of people saying, oh, this is the best of them. And okay, if you're of the woke mindset and just kind of stuck in that, definitely. I will say that the way that this one concludes, I was honestly expecting a bonus scene post-credits, because it kind of leaves on a little bit of a, like, what's next? I honestly think there's probably going to be more to these movies, especially with some of the new people involved, the new faces that you see. I don't think this is the last that we will see of the Horsemen, but obviously time will tell. Hopefully they'll be able to pull the storyline together a little bit more so than they did here, because this one was just a little bit convoluted, just a little bit. And it, like I said, it was just all over the place with clear messages throughout that just inserted more politics than what we needed in a magic movie. So I hope that this is helping at least a little bit. I apologize for my goof up earlier in this review, but I always promise to be real. So I'm not going to edit this all out and make this look flawless like I typically try to do, but it's like, I'm just going to leave this one as it is because I goof up too. And as always, I will be back tomorrow with another one of the first Now You See Me. And then I will be back on Wednesday with Now You See Me 2. So be sure to come back and check these out. Of course, I will be back. Please like, subscribe, and share, as I am having fun on this adventure. I hope you are too. And as always, I'll be back soon. Bye-bye.